Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com. Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle your seatbelts and keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. Here comes Mr. Thrill Ride himself, Eric Metaxas.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
I didn't see you come in. You gave me quite a start. Albin, I thought today was Wednesday, and then I realized it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
So that means tomorrow, I believe.
Now,
you can check on this, but if today's Tuesday, means tomorrow's Wednesday, and the day after that, Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're in Thanksgiving week.
Yes.
And as usual, we got a ton of stuff to cover. We're here in the gorgeous TBN studios. It's even more gorgeous than my cluttered home office. Hard to believe. But we've got a lot of things to announce.
Yeah.
And I want to say, first of all, in hour one today, in a couple of minutes, we're talking to our friend Larry Taunton.
Yeah.
He always has a ton of interesting stuff. He's like John Zmirek. You could talk to him about anything, and you're going to get wisdom and interesting facts. So, Larry Taunton, we've got tons of Thanksgiving programming coming up. I'm going to tell the Squanto story on Thanksgiving Day.
Yes.
So gather the children around the turkey, and we're going to, on Thanksgiving Day, I'm going to tell the Squanto story. And so much else going on.
Yeah. We have a Fun Facts Friday this Thanksgiving Friday. It's a classic Fun Facts Friday where there's music, you know, there's actually Thanksgiving music that was actually written for Thanksgiving that suddenly there's one song in particular became a very famous Christmas song.
Shh, don't tell them.
Don't tell them.
It's a secret.
You got to tune in.
You got to wait till Friday.
Yeah, and then William Federer tells a whole story about the pilgrims coming to America.
So we have a lot of Thanksgiving fun facts coming up in the days ahead. But, okay, let me say this before we go to our official guest, Larry Taunton. Number one. We got Tim Tebow coming up. I think that'll be next week. We'll air that next week. Yeah. But Tim Tebow coming up. He is a fast-talking, just kind of like political person, I believe. That's Tim Tebow. Yeah, he just can't get off politics and stuff. I don't know if he's a Christian, but Tim Tebow's coming up, and we love him.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun to talk to him. But that's next week.
Mm-hmm.
This week we've already kind of covered. All right, ready for this, folks?
Yeah.
Socrates and the two announcements I just have to make. Socrates in the City, I said this yesterday, and we record this early, so I don't know if the tickets are still available, but I said that for the December 6th event with Oz Guinness, a donor gave us a donation and said, if you want to offer a discount to people. So we said, okay, 25% off if you use the code VIP25. There are limited seats left. By the time you go to SocratesandCity.com and use the code VIP25, it may be too late. I'm just warning you in case. So it's 25% off for the December 6th event with Oz Guinness. I have not ever interviewed Oz Guinness at a Socrates in the City. He helped me start Socrates in the City. He's spoken many times, but I've never done it in the interview format with him. He has a couple of books out. One's called The Magna Carta of Humanity, and the other one is called Zero Hour America. These are very important books, and he is brilliant. And it's going to be – there are a lot of special people going to be there at that event. But December 6th, if you haven't signed up yet, sign up. And if you need – the discount, if it's still available by the time you get there, VIP25. I'm not sending that out on my email list. It's just to radio listeners because they're very limited seats. VIP25 is the code, Socrates in the City, December 6th. Okay, we should also mention yesterday morning, We got an email from our friends at Nutramedics. Whenever you use the code Eric, you get 20% off. But they said for the rest of this month, I don't know why they did this, but this is just a few days left. It's 35% off if you use the code Eric. And I want to reiterate, Nutramedics gives half of their profits. We've talked about this many times on the show, that how you spend your money, if you're given a choice whether to spend your money with people who have like woke values or with people who have non-woke values, I would go with the non-woke values, even if it cost me an extra buck. Nutramedics.com, they're heroes. They give half, literally half of their profits, because they do very well, half of their profits to missions organizations. So we want to tell you, it never gets better than 35% off. I don't know why they did this just for the last week of November. But if you put in the code Eric, the last week of November, which is today and the next few days, you get 35% off. I take their melatonin every night. Every night it helps me sleep.
I take all those things, too.
I take zinc, magnesium, vitamin C, vitamin D. There's all kinds of other stuff I'm forgetting out. But the point is that there's stuff, when you talk to doctors in the know, they go, oh, Nutramedics, there's a good organization. Well, they are a really wonderful organization, Nutramedics.com. 35% off from now until the end of this month if you use the code Eric. Okay, those are our announcements. I do want to say also tomorrow we're talking to Mark Shaw, who has written a book on the JFK assassination.
Yes.
This is groundbreaking stuff that all these years later, nearly 60 years later, we're not clear on what happened. Think how crazy this is. And Mark Shaw is someone that a number of people said, this guy, more than anyone, understands what happened and writes about it. It's absolutely – he's been on the program before, but we're going to be talking to him because the JFK assassination, the anniversary of that monstrous
I think
day.
It's today. By the way, today is 2-2-Tuesday. 2-2-2-2-Tuesday. It's the 22nd
11,
of 2000.
22-22.
Yeah. So it was today or tomorrow. I think it was today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in any event, we should be doing a C.S. Lewis show because he was – well, he was – C.S. Lewis actually turns out was not assassinated.
No.
So it's so we're not going to celebate the anniversary
which
of
is
his,
a good thing for
of
him,
his assassination.
But he still died.
And neither was Aldous Huxley assassinated. So we can celebrate them anytime and on their birthdays. But anyway, in 1963 – the three of them, which is to say JFK, C.S. Lewis, and Aldous Huxley, all died on the same day, which is kind of like when Princess Diana died on the day that Mother Teresa died.
Yeah, exactly.
So Mother Teresa's death, which ought to have been worldwide, the biggest news ever, got completely wiped out.
Yeah. Talk about stealing focus.
Princess Diana had the temerity to die at the same time. By the way, I should mention this. I think I mentioned it yesterday talking to John Zmirak. We watched the new season of The Crown.
Yes.
It's the fifth season. Mm. And it's really remarkably well done, I have to say. It doesn't mean that I enjoy it all the time, but most of the time it's a level of filmmaking. It makes you realize what is possible in this day and age. You know, people talk about the golden age of television, or the golden – I have to say, for somebody to be doing something that has now lasted five seasons of 10-plus episodes per season, and each hour is like a finely crafted film. It is visually glorious. Mm-hmm. It's really respectful of what I would call
biblical
values.
Who was it that
played
Churchill? I guess he's not in it now.
Who played Churchill?
Yeah. It was somebody.
Pretty sure that was Danny DeVito.
No, it was No, it's somebody famous like
that.
Oh,
it was Danny DeVito.
So third rock from
Danny
the
DeVito.
Sun. He was the
John
star.
Lithgow. John Lithgow.
There it goes. John Lithgow.
I always get him confused with DeVito.
Oh, you
Lithgow,
do.
DeVito. Yeah. Anyway, the point is... that if you are subscribed to that awful thing called Netflix and you're looking for something, it's just interesting that it's quite historically accurate, not perfectly. But I just... I think I'm a little bit amazed that in this day and age... they're doing something at that level of quality that's not trying to be, you know, overly sexual or any of that prurient stuff that you're used to seeing, especially on terrible places like Netflix. It's interesting that they've been able to make something that high quality. Oh, speaking of high quality, folks, Christmas gifts. We will start mentioning this. If you go to my website, there's tons of stuff. If you go to our radio website, MetaxasTalk.com, if you want Eric Metaxas show, T-shirts, hats, whatever,
mugs,
whatever it is,
yeah.
mugs, mm-hmm. everything, they make fun Christmas presents, and yeah. it's MetaxasTalk.com.
Yeah.
And we also want to steer you toward MyStore.com to get the coffee. We want to steer you to MyStore.com to get my books, MyPillow.com. Always use the code Eric. And do me a favor for Christmas. Tell all your friends to use the code Eric, because we could use the help. They are great people, great sponsors of this program. We'll be back with our friend Larry. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis, and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. It's hard to grasp why anyone would keep voting for record inflation, skyrocketing crime, and an open border. Likewise, why would anyone keep funding the left by sticking with the big carriers? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they want to make it easy for you to try their service. Give them 60 days to show you why I trust them. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, get your third month free, plus get free activation. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks and use the same towers as all three of the major carriers. So you get the same great service while supporting a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. If you're fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, support a company that does. Make the switch today and get a free month of service plus free activation. PatriotMobile.com/Eric. That's PatriotMobile.com/Eric or call 972-PATRIOT.
Once there was a way to get back homeward.
Folks, remember I mentioned my friend Larry Taunton because I have no recollection of that. They tell me that that he's my guest. And, oh, look, there he is, Larry Taunton, my friend. Welcome back. It's been too long. You've got a lot to tell us about. You've been writing a lot, doing podcasts. It's disturbing when I read some of your stuff because you've been doing a deep dive into Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, which sounds like end time antichrist stuff. Sounds ugly. What have you discovered, Larry? And because I trust you, I trust your judgment, your research. What are we to make of this?
Well, first of all, Eric, it's good to see you. You're looking dapper as always. And it was fun watching you shovel some food in your mouth there between the break. People don't realize what a hardworking man you are. And
people don't realize that I, Eric Metaxas, eat food. I know they kind of think I've transcended food. No, I still eat. I still pretty much eat. But I fast between meals religiously. I just want to be very clear.
It's
I put oil on my face so people can't tell that I'm fasting. But you, seriously, now, you've done this deep dive into Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, and it's really gruesome stuff to me. It's gruesome, and it takes a brave man like you to look into this. For people who know nothing about who this monster Klaus Schwab is, tell us, please.
Yeah, the Klaus Schwab in the World Economic Forum, maybe some of the people who are watching us or listening right now, Eric, don't know anything about them. They don't know anything about who these people are. And it all sounds like, a Bond villain. In fact, he looks like a Bond villain. He looks like He looks like Ernst Blofeld, Schwab does. And yeah. what I find very interesting about him, Eric, or at least not directly about him, but what people say about him, is all the conspiracy theories that float around the internet. And what I decided to do was what I or you would do if we were researching any topic, you know, for a book or biographically, and that is to see what could be known about Schwab versus what wasn't known about him. So, for instance, people seem to focus on, you know, was his father a Nazi, and what is he a Rothschild, and you know, all these things that these conspiracies.
Was his mother a jackal?
Yeah, you know, all kinds of strange things like this.
Yeah,
and instead, people were missing the really important things. In other words, if we're talking about a figure like, let's say, Adolf Hitler, there were so many theories about Hitler rather than actually reading Mein Kampf. So what I decided to do was focus on what could be known, and that meant reading Schwab's books like COVID-19, The Great Reset, The Great Narrative, and seeing what the man himself was saying, watching interviews with him, seeing what I could find about him biographically on the internet. And this part is fascinating, Eric. A guy who has, like Schwab, he's the chairman and has been the only chairman of the World Economic Forum since its founding. He founded it in 1971. He has massive global ambitions, a man who was born in Ravensburg, Germany in 1938. His father did oversee a plant that was producing water turbine engines for the Nazi government in their attempt to make an atomic weapon with heavy water. But all of that said, let's just suppose his father was, you know, was Heinrich Himmler. That in and of itself doesn't necessarily condemn Schwab.
Of course not.
We don't judge a man by who his father was or who his father wasn't.
Listen, no joke. Joseph Stalin's daughter became a Christian at the end of her life. So whoever your parents are is usually irrelevant. We want to look at the man for who he is. Before you go into it further, though, what in other words, what is the one line when people think of this guy and the World Economic Forum? What is the briefest take on who he is? He's a financier. He's a billionaire who has ambitions to change the world. Basically, he's a dedicated globalist.
Guy.
What's that?
I think he is he's definitely a dedicated globalist. But I think at bottom, he's really kind of a sinister Mr. Networker guy. That is, he's a fella who's good at shaking hands and backslapping and getting other globalists to meet with each other. And so the World Economic Forum has become that platform. They meet in Davos, Switzerland annually. I'm planning to go in January. I hope people who are watching will support my effort to go and attend this thing.
I just want to say, Larry, seriously, I'm just fascinated how differently the Lord makes people, because the thought of attending that, you've done this kind of thing, you go to these places, and I'm in awe of your ability to do that, and I'm thrilled you are doing it, because it's important to have someone like you there on the ground to kind of see what's going on. But that, you said, is in January.
That is in January in Davos, Switzerland, and I appreciate you saying that, and I hope people will power us forward so that we can do it. But that's about a $30,000 cost. Now, to be clear, that's what they charge just to attend. Now, I don't intend to go to that. Like, I don't intend to be a part of the actual conferences, and that's because everything I read says the real conversations don't take place at the presentations. They take place in the restaurants, the coffee shops, in the hotel lobbies, and those are the places that I intend to be. In other words, the power brokers who attend the conference, you and I have done this. We've sat at the Waffle House and we've attended apologetics conferences. The real power brokers, they're only attending those meetings when they're actually speaking. Otherwise, they're sitting at a restaurant or a hotel or somewhere conversing with other globalists. And I intend to be a fly on the wall in Davos while these conversations are taking place, because you see, the end game for much of this, for the World Economic Forum, for all these different globalists, is they're all connecting with one another and they all have similar ambitions. And you see, what Klaus Schwab is selling, his primary, you know, product, if you will, is he's offering power. He's offering great power, domination within government. And the way this is achieved, of course, is A, they sustain and they support each other. What we're seeing, for instance, in the elections in Brazil, in the elections in the United States, in the suppression of farmers in the Netherlands, in the protests that have taken place in places like Italy, the recent election of Giorgia Meloni there, who represents a populist movement, all of this is connected. And that is because we're seeing a global fight between, shall we say, the common people who are, you know, expressing themselves through these populist movements. For instance, the millions literally you're seeing in the streets in Brazil, or an effort to support DeSantis or Trump or Meloni in Italy, and globalists who are out to crush those movements. And of course, they've used COVID-19. And Schwab himself, again, rather than focusing on who was or wasn't his father, read his books. Schwab says that COVID-19 offered us, meaning globalists, an unprecedented opportunity, and that they must seize it in order to push forward their agenda. And Eric, here's some of the shocking stuff. Now, when I say this, I say this having researched this very carefully and listening to the academic. You can go online. You can go to LarryAlexTaunt.com and find links to these individuals embedded within the articles that I've written on the World Economic Forum. But you have individuals like Dennis Meadows of MIT saying that, and he is a World Economic Forum agenda contributor, along with other stellar figures like, say, Steven Pinker. In other words, atheists. At bottom, the World Economic Forum is atheistic, saying we must reduce the global population from 8 billion to less than 2 billion. And he says, and we must do it, you know, hopefully we can achieve it peacefully. That's a direct quote
hopefully.
From him. Hopefully.
Hey, if we have to murder a few billion people, who's counting? this stuff is so hard to get one's head around.
It's like Spectre in a Bond movie.
Well, the funny thing is, Larry, I mean, the reason we're here, let's be honest, and the reason I know we're at some point in the end times is because never in the history of humanity have we had the ability for this kind of global control, global communication. We simply
Correct.
Have never had that ability.
Yes.
And it makes me think of the Tower of Babel. We are basically, if ever anybody was foolish enough to think that they could reach the heavens or reach utopia on our own without God, well, with the technology we have and with everything that we now have, you can see how these people seem to think that it's possible. We're going to go to a break. We have to make it clear also, folks, this stuff is as anti-American as you could ever dream,
yes.
Not to mention anti-biblical. But we'll be back talking to Larry Taunton, T-A-U-N-T-O-N. Stick around.
And the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town.
Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95, to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Ah.
Welcome back. I'm talking to Larry Taunton, whom you may find at LarryAlexTaunton.com. I recommend that you go to LarryAlexTaunton.com. So, Larry, let's continue the conversation. You've done a deep dive into Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum.
Yeah, let me tell you a little bit about how we got or how they got where they are. This all really began with an academic white paper that was circulated in 1970 called The Predicament of Mankind. Now, as a writer, you, like myself, would read this and say this needed a better editor. It's written by somebody of a scientific predisposition who doesn't really have any real skills as a writer. It's full of typos and it's just not. It's somewhat repetitive, but it's only 31 pages. And in The Predicament of Mankind, this group, which is called the Club of Rome, which is oddly located in Zurich, Switzerland, is a think tank. Think Cato or Brookings Institute. But these are individuals who said, look, global leaders are too focused on getting reelected and of, the tyranny of the urgent, and they're not focusing on global problems. And so we suggest, in The Predicament of Mankind, in this white paper, we suggest that there be a kind of new think tank that's an action committee, and that this action committee focus on some of the world problems.
Now, in 1970, I find all of this horrific and funny at the same time. What could be more pompous? What could conceivably be more pompous than a paper titled The Predicament of Humanity?
Yes.
I've got an answer to The Predicament of Humanity. It's called the Bible and Jesus. But, you know, put that aside, since we're atheists, The Predicament of Humanity. What did these pompous men come up with in 1970 that they said was the predicament, this terrible predicament of humanity
they diagnosed? They said the predicament was that the Earth was exceeding its carrying capacity, overpopulation. It's very Malthusian.
You and I are old enough to remember when this stuff was. I mean, when the Earth catalog came out and everybody's talking about, like, in 10 minutes, you know, we're all going to have to eat Soylent Green. It's over. We don't have enough resources. We've got to get busy. Fifty years ago, were saying this.
Well, and what's interesting about that, Eric, you're so spot on, is because the milieu of this time produced a lot of this type of thinking, like Soylent Green and, you know, the late great Planet Earth, you know, and this kind of stuff. But anyway, what happened was the following year, the World Economic Forum, which is at the time just called, I think, the Economic Forum, was established by Klaus Schwab the following year in 1971. And then in 1972, they put forward a major, we'll call it a bestseller among academics, called The Limits to Growth. The aforementioned, you know, in the previous segment, Dennis Meadows was one of the contributors to this book. And Limits to Growth basically takes the predicament of mankind much further. And we're using all of these models, said, look, we are facing a crisis that by this particular time, the Earth will have exceeded its carrying capacity and we're in big, big trouble.
By 1980, it'll be over. The cockroaches are taking over. By 1980, mark my words, it's going to happen. Okay.
Yep. And so they were pushing all of this in a very, very big way. Then a fourth one was produced in 1991, which is called The First Global Revolution. And The First Global Revolution sort of looks back on their predictions and says, yep, we're headed in this direction. But by this time, these papers and the people who are writing them, they're starting to garner an elite following, that is to say, a following of people like, say, a Henry Kissinger, so that Kissinger produces a fascinating paper called National Security Study Memorandum 200 in 1974. And it was a classified document that a couple of decades later was declassified through the Freedom of Information Act, in which Kissinger is advising the President of the United States, Richard Nixon. You can follow and find all of this. It's available to you online in U.S. government. You know, you can find this. And in this memorandum, he says we must reduce the global population. Now, think for just a moment, Eric, about what you were just talking about, Soylent Green and so on. So you have this big push on reducing the global population. And then what happens in 1973? Roe v. Wade. And then it's in 74 that Kissinger keeps pushing this idea. In other words, depopulation is a main, it is really the core principle of the World Economic Forum. At bottom, this is what they're
about. Okay, so there's a reason for many years people said Henry Kissinger is the Antichrist. I've met him, and he's maybe not the Antichrist, but the point is this kind of thinking, some of the smartest people in the world are definitely the biggest idiots who've ever lived. I mean, it's fascinating to me that it's almost, you know, you're talking about brilliant people diagnosing yes. everything wrongly, and at the heart of it, we have to say, again, it is atheistic. The Bible says, be fruitful and multiply. Life is good. Life is sacred. Okay. They say, no. Life bad. We need to reduce population, abortion, whatever it is. They seem, whether they know the roots of it or not, to be somehow inherently anti-human, anti-growth and prosperity. There's something really fascinatingly bleak about their view. And again, this goes back to the 70s. So we've got plenty more time left with Larry Taunton. You can go to LarryAlexTaunton.com. We'll be right back.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion, I was soaring ever higher.
With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there, but did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric. That's inspireadvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC.
Hey, folks, you've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. So right now, MyPillow is offering exclusive offers on their bed sheets, their six-piece towel set, and even offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed now through December 25th will have an extended money-back guarantee through March 1st. The bed sheets are marked down as low as $29.98. Believe me when I say you'll get a great night's sleep. Their six-piece towel set is made with USA cotton. It comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Typically retails at $89.98, now just $39.98 with promo code ERIC. Limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Use promo code ERIC or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square, use promo code ERIC. These offers will not last long. They're known to sell quickly, so order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC. Hey, folks, talking to my friend Larry Taunton. Larry, let's just keep going. This is fascinating stuff.
Well, we were talking about Kissinger just a moment ago, and really what I want to drive home is this whole idea that at bottom, the World Economic Forum, whatever their videos they put out and that sound very good and their various feel-good conferences and these kinds of things, the World Economic Forum, at bottom, they're unspoken, or let's just say it's not unspoken, but quietly spoken, agenda is depopulation. And this began with the predicament of mankind in 1970 and the fact that Kissinger in 74 is pushing in a classified document, a classified report to the President of the United States, depopulation. And he says, look, we need a global version of Planned Parenthood. And now in this document, he's speaking quite openly because he's not anticipating this is ever going to be read, you know, by people like you and me. But you have this agenda being pushed in a very big way. Now, the Kissinger connection is important because Kissinger was a professor at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. And guess who one of his star pupils was? Klaus Schwab.
I was going to guess either Satan or Adolf Hitler, and I realized neither of those really would make sense. But Klaus Schwab was a pupil of Kissinger's at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government. Okay.
So the connection is very real and during this period of time. And so this kind of thinking, these are individuals. You know, you were saying something very interesting before we went to break in the previous segment. I mean, here you are, the author is Atheism Dead. In this, among a group like this, the answer is no. These are individuals who are driven by an atheistic worldview. But part of what makes them so dangerous, Eric, as you and I both know, is that they're ideologues. And the way I define an ideologue is this. They're individuals who value ideas more than people.
But it follows. In other words, if you're convinced there is no God, then you may not say it out loud, but you're also convinced there's no right or wrong except what you decide. And there's also no reason not to kill people or lie or do whatever you need to do.
Precisely.
Because there's no God to tell you right or wrong. You decide. You become as gods, quoting a favorite book of mine. So it's kind of fascinating that they really are dedicated to this view, very bleak, anti-human view.
Absolutely. And see, adding to the fact that something that makes them all the more sinister, although they would never recognize it as such, is that these are individuals who really see themselves as moral titans. They see themselves as better than you, as better than me, as bettering mankind.
That's always a bad sign. If someone thinks of himself as a moral titan, you might want to run. If you if you're looking for a husband and you say, so tell me about yourself, and the guy says, well, I'm a moral titan, you might want to move on. You say, you know what, I don't feel so well, I need to go home. But that's a fact. These types, they have one thing they don't have is humility, and even though they don't believe in morality, somehow they believe in their own morality. I mean, of course, it's self-contradictory, but go ahead.
Well, this is why you're seeing pushed in places like Canada, for instance, and you'll begin to see it here eventually, and certainly in Western Europe, euthanasia in a very, very big way. They produced a video in which you can find this again on, I think it's still available on YouTube. I don't think they've taken it down, but an Agenda 21 video called I've Lived a Good Life. And in the video, have you seen this? It's elderly people.
In fact, it's
people.
Been so great, I'm going to kill myself.
Exactly. In which they're encouraging people to off themselves. So in it's just a video with a series of people who said, I've lived a good life. I've lived a good life. And it's kind of now time for me to move on and make room for someone else. This is being pushed in a very big way as a moral good. Now, notice that Schwab and his ilk, individuals like Bill Gates, for example, they're not volunteering to do it themselves.
Right.
They're volunteering you to do it. This is the way these people think.
Right. We want your money. Give us your money. We don't want to spend our money. Well, Larry, this is so sinister. It's so evil that I have to joke about it because it's just horrifying. But listen, this is why I think there's a clarification happening in the world right now. In a sense, one of the reasons, again, I think that we're at some point in the end times, because the clarification between good and evil, between life and death, between this incredibly bleak atheistic worldview that says, kill yourself, kill
yes.
your unborn child, don't bring people into this world. It's just more mouths to feed. This is a Nazi doctrine. It's a satanic doctrine. It's as bleak and wicked as it gets. But if you don't believe in God, guess what, folks? It's logical. So believing in the God of the Bible ends up being kind of important to everything, just in case you're scoring at home. So you're telling me that that's what these people are about, at least largely.
Yes, they are about that, and they're able to hide that rather well. Let's just go back to Schwab for just a moment. I went and looked at his Wikipedia page, and I don't like Wikipedia. It's not a source of, you know, authentic information much of the time. It may have facts about Eric Metaxas, but it's not a factual narrative about Eric Metaxas. You know, anybody can go on there and say whatever they want, but it is an indication of, shall we say, popularity, not necessarily significance, but popularity. So you go on Schwab's webpage, and what you find on there about him is, let's say, and I don't remember the exact number, but I think I did a word count on Schwab's Wikipedia page, and I think it's 1,400 words. Now, Mr. Bean garners about 6,000 words. And what you find on Schwab's Wikipedia page is simply facts like this. He went here. He was born here. He received honorary doctorates from. But you learn nothing actually about the man.
Well, he has a million people being paid to curate that page, so it looks favorable to him.
Exactly.
I don't have millions of people, which is why my page is so messed up. We're going to go to a break. Folks, plenty more with Larry Alex Taunton. Don't go away.
Off the wind on this heading line of the Marquesas. We got 80 feet of a water line. Nicely making way. In a noisy bar in Avalon, I'm trying to call you.
Folks, welcome back. Talking to Larry Alex Taunton. Larry, just keep going. This is fascinating.
Yeah, I was just simply talking about, you know, his Wikipedia page, using that as an example, that there's almost nothing about the man on his Wikipedia page. And you astutely pointed out that is because there has to be an army of paid monitors to nix anything, you know, from that website that they don't want on there about him. Now, you look beyond that, a guy like Schwab, surely there's biographies that are written about Schwab. Nothing. You find almost nothing about the man. And that in of itself tells us something significant about him. It tells us that his biography is carefully guarded, and they only put forward the bits they really want you to know. Now, there's a book out there called Davos Man, and suddenly I've forgotten the name of the author of the book, but it's an interesting little book that's been produced by a fellow at the New Yorker. And so here's a leftist who is, you know, writing a book about the people. Davos Man is a collective, you know, label for those who gather in Davos, Switzerland each year for the World Economic Forum meeting, billionaires mostly. And here's a leftist who's evaluating them. And what I found fascinating about the book Davos Man is that the criticisms of Schwab, which are in the book, which are many, are really, you know, kind of insignificant. You know, in other words, rather than criticizing him for his world ambition or for his desire to reduce the global population, it tells little stories about how he, you know, chastise an employee for parking in his spot, you know, outside.
Does it talk about his monstrously bad breath?
It does not.
That he could fell trees with his breath. Does it talk about that? Little things like that?
It just simply is, you know, it's petty criticisms of the man, of which any of us could be, you know, could be criticized in daily life if somebody's looking for those things. And I thought, isn't this interesting? Here's a leftist who has attended Davos for, I think he says in the book, 7 years in a row. And you would think he would come away absolutely alarmed that this specter-like group has a desire for global domination, for the reduction of the global population, for the reduction of food sources, for the desire to annihilate national sovereignty, national boundaries. you know, such as what we're seeing.
Well, the fact is that we live in a time where most educated Americans are unaware that the idea of abolishing national boundaries or sovereignty is an evil, sick, profoundly troubling idea, a profoundly bad idea. But they kind of act like, well, maybe that's the future. You know, we're moving forward, progress. It's a good thing. Who's to say? We're worried about nationalism. We're worried about, you know, bad orange man and his army taking over, destroying democracy. That's literally what worries them, which is comedic if you know the facts. They're not worried about globalism. They're like, no, that's only a good thing. And so these people are true believers, Larry. I mean, it's just insane. It's funny and sad.
Well, what you just said is spot on. And the fact that nationalism is being characterized the way it is, I mean, if you believe in nationalism, if you're patriotic, you're just automatically labeled a fascist and a Nazi. This is part of the globalist narrative.
Right. Right.
This is part of their narrative. In other words, the very people who are saying those kinds of things don't realize they're playing the globalist game.
Okay, we're at the end of part one with Larry Taunton. Part two, I believe, tomorrow. LarryAlexTaunton.com is the website. Do not forget, folks, go to my website, ericmetaxas.com, sign up for the newsletter so I can stay in touch with you. We'll be back with hour two.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.